what this is. So this is the dispersion curve. Here I am at low frequencies, and then there's a band gap, and then it goes back the other way, and this has to be symmetric. So if I plotted plus and minus k, it would go back down and come over here again. And then it goes on up at higher frequencies up here. And if you know the dispersion curve for light traveling in a crystal, you can use it to calculate the density of states. The density of states tells us how many states there are at a specific frequency. And I know that the states are distributed evenly in K. So in order to calculate a density of states, like over here on the left, what I need to do is just take some points evenly distributed along K, and for every one of those points, I calculate what frequency corresponds to that K vector. And I get a solution here, and one there, and another one here. And I just count how many solutions there are in a certain frequency interval. So this is the frequency axis, and this tells me how many solutions there are in a certain frequency interval. And these regions where it's gray, the density of states is zero. Those are the frequency ranges where the light gets reflected back out. So there's, when the light gets reflected back out, the density of states goes to zero. And at the edges of the regions where it goes to zero, the density of states is diverging. And this has to do with the fact that the dispersion relationship bends over and hits the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees. So right here, the curve goes flat. And when it's flat, that gives a peak here in the density of states. This line here would have been the density of states for one-dimensional system. We calculate density of states in a one-dimensional system, and it's just independent of frequency. It's just a constant line like this. But when we put in the two, different layers, then the density of states gets this very funny form. Now, once